Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Household Declaration, March 2nd, 2026. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15b. In the early 1900s, a man named William Borden inherited a massive fortune as a young man. His future was set. Wealth, status, and comfort were all waiting for him. But before attending Yale University, Borden traveled the world and witnessed the deep spiritual needs of countless people. During that trip, he made a simple but powerful declaration in his journal, "I will serve the Lord." These six words shaped every decision he made afterward. He refused to live for comfort. He refused to define success by wealth. He dedicated his life to sharing the gospel, even though it cost him everything. Borden's life would inspire thousands because he made a clear declaration about who he was and whom he would serve. A household declaration works the same way. It is a clear and public statement about the direction, values, and identity of a home. And every home, whether large or small, single or married, parents or grandparents, children or no children, runs on declarations. Some declarations are spoken. Most, however, are lived. A family that commits to honoring God leaves footprints that others can follow. But a family that never declares what it stands for becomes vulnerable to every idea, trend, and pressure that comes along. This is why a household without a declaration is at risk. When a home does not stand for anything, it slowly drifts into everything. Values become vague. Priorities grow confused. Schedules take over. Culture fills the silence. Before long, a family can look busy, successful, and even religious from the outside while spiritually empty on the inside. Without a clear declaration, anchored in Scripture, a household rarely moves toward godliness by accident. This week's verse gives us one of the clearest declarations in all of Scripture. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. These words come from Joshua, the leader God appointed after Moses. Joshua was nearing the end of his life and gathered the tribes of Israel at Shechem, the same place where Abraham first received God's promise centuries earlier. Joshua retold Israel's history, reminding the people how God had rescued them, fought for them, and fulfilled every promise. Then he challenged them to choose whom they would serve in the land God had given them. Joshua 24:15 is part of that challenge. The nation faced a choice: to follow the idols of the surrounding nations or to remain faithful to the God who had delivered them. Joshua knew the human heart is always tempted to drift. So he drew a line in the sand, not just for himself, but for his entire household. Explanation of Joshua 24:15b. But as for me, Joshua begins with personal responsibility. Before he speaks for anyone else, he makes his own commitment clear. Faith begins with individual surrender. No one drifts into obedience. Joshua wanted the people to know that his choice to serve the Lord was deliberate and settled. In a world full of competing loyalties, he was making his allegiance known. And my house. Joshua understood that leadership carries influence. His decision shaped his family, his household, and those under his care. In the ancient world, the house referred not only to immediate family, but also to servants, relatives, and anyone attached to the household structure. Joshua's words teach us that faith is not a private matter. Home is spiritually formed by the commitments of the people who lead it. Whether you are a parent, spouse, grandparent, or single adult, your commitments shape the spiritual climate of your home. We will serve the Lord. This is the heart of the declaration. The word serve includes loyalty, obedience, worship, and devotion. Joshua was not only rejecting false gods, he was embracing the one true God with his whole life. The Lord refers to Yahweh, the covenant God who saved Israel, sustained them, and deserved their worship. Joshua's declaration is simple but comprehensive. Our home will belong to God. Follow God and live for God. Joshua 24:15b teaches us that a household declaration is not just a slogan. It is a spiritual commitment that shapes decisions, priorities, conversations, and habits. Joshua's words remain a model for every Christian home today. In a world full of distractions and spiritual confusion, God invites us to make this same declaration, not only in what we say, but in how we live. As we begin this week, take time to reflect on what your home stands for. What would someone learn by watching the way your family speaks, loves, forgives, spends time, or handles conflict? Joshua's declaration challenges us to lead our homes with clarity, conviction, and faithfulness. With God's help, every home can be shaped by Scripture and anchored in the declaration. We will serve the Lord.